This is a special broadcast brought to you by Mangonet.com and TheLeakyCauldron.org. Episode 0 with absolutely no spoilers.
Hi, I'm Melissa from Pottercast.
I'm Andrew Sims from MuggleCast.
I'm Ben, also from MuggleCast.
And I'm Kevin Steck, also from MuggleCast.
And this is a special Muggle Leaky Pot Chamber Cast Muggle
Thing.
Thinger thing. Winger.
Muggle Potter Cast Leaky.
Muggle Cauldron on air.
Well, I'm really proud because I am the first girl on MuggleCast.
And we're the first.
And we're the first
guys.
Muggle Negler's on Leaky Cauldron.
It's true.
Yes, you absolutely. Yes, you're the. You're definitely the first Muggle Netters on Leaky Cauldron. Yeah.
So we all assembled here for a reason.
We did.
Melissa, would you like to explain?
Sure. Well, we wanted to explain a little bit of what we learned through this whole iTunes thing that happened this week. For those of you who are unfamiliar with what happened, both of our podcasts got yanked at the same time. We had no idea what happened. And we both posted at the same time. The Potter Army went out in force and contacted iTunes, and
that's for sure.
Yeah, and within a few hours, they had reinstated our podcast, but never told us what was going on. And
yay.
Today, would you say yay?
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Well, today I got an email that there was a. I don't want to say what they did or did not do for sure. I don't know their motivations. I don't know how it was pulled. But I think, from my opinion, what I was able to glean is that they saw two podcasts up high and were concerned that there were going to be copyright issues, and they sort of preempted it by putting them on pause for a little while.
They were afraid of the lawyers, just as we are afraid of lawyers.
Yep. Yeah, none of us can relate to that.
Yeah.
But it looks like everything's fine, and we're gonna keep going. But
yay!
Well, there's one we're gonna have to. Pottercast, I think, is gonna have to change its album cover.
Yep.
Even though John Noe designed a really cool podcast thing, and we love it, but you know, it's a trademarked image, and the silhouette with the iPod is a trademark image, and fair enough, it's trademarked.
We
know how we all sort of. Fool around with that with Potter and everybody.
Yeah, we've run it before.
So I think I know why Pottercast is above MuggleCast. It's because of that illegally trademarked image.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
People go for the legal stuff.
Yeah,
over.
You know.
Yeah.
Legal.
Yeah, because the Book 6 art with an iPod on it, that's totally your own creation.
but you should
trying to get us in trouble.
You should say that they were very polite about it after they emailed. It was a big misunderstanding. So
no, I want to make that absolutely clear.
We thank the people from iTunes for giving us a heads up and doing it promptly. You know.
Thank you, iTunes.
Yeah, they were very nice.
From the bottom of my heart.
Yeah. Well, it was sort of a night of. I mean, we had an auxiliary podcast ready to go.
We did.
In case they didn't reinstate us, we all talked last night.
Unfortunately, you'll never hear it.
Yeah, it will never.
It's
going to go down. Though I want
not just because things have changed, but because that podcast would have been very controversial.
It would, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
We had quite a few
interesting moments.
Yeah. A couple of laughs, let's say.
We did.
We'll just say if we would have put up that podcast, we'd be off the iTunes music store for good.
Definitely.
Perhaps, yeah. But but it's fun. Totally. iTunes was very nice and very... easy to talk to.
That is one thing that we did include in the past podcast that we haven't said yet about our relationship. You know,
yeah, I hate MuggleNet.
We hate absolutely.
No.
Oh my God! Speaking of TLC,
TLC is just horrible. You know.
Yeah.
We sit around like, talking smack on each other.
Oh my God, those guys! No. MuggleNet and Leaky. Oh, I hate when people. All right. I'm just going to go out and say, I hate when people get on our comments and talk about us as if there's this huge rivalry and we hate each other. We don't. We clearly don't.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
We talk regularly. We, you know.
Yeah. And
we go out on dates occasionally.
We do.
Yeah, there's that. And shortly I'll be arrested.
I'm an Emerson and Melissa shipper. Forget Harry and Hermione.
Yeah, me too.
I was wondering how long it would take to get here. Well, you know, he's off in college, so.
Oh, yeah, and for those of you who are wondering where Emerson's at right now, go to South Bend, Indiana, and stop by. Furthermore, he's playing dodgeball on the North Quad.
Yeah.
So
he keeps us
very right now as we speak.
For those of you who are curious, you can
he's playing dodgeball.
Fly out to South Bend. And
if you have the opportunity, hit him. You know,
yeah.
Get in that game and aim for Emerson.
I'm really curious though. I'm really curious as to how many people at Notre Dame, you know, they're all the same age, so they all grew up with Harry Potter and with MuggleNet, you know, the same way Emerson did.
Well, Emerson told us that everyone knows him.
Mm.
Right, but that's Emerson.
And if you go on the Notre Dame site, you'll find a big picture of him.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I got sent it by a friend. That was funny. I was wondering how long it would take a newspaper or a publication to pick up on it. That was pretty fast.
Go to nd.edu. nd.edu.
Well, why don't you guys post it on MuggleNet?
Because we don't even play his ego.
He'd probably kill us.
Yeah.
So everybody knows Emerson down there? Is that what's
I know, like, we're not cool anymore. We're those old hags that sit
and
online.
Another thing we have to reiterate, we do know Emerson, for all those fans out there. They were joking in that podcast.
There was a few things I was kidding about last episode. That was just one of them. And no, I'm not closing MuggleNet the day Movie 7 comes out either. So.
Well, I'm closing Leaky.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Don't start those first.
I'm kidding, everybody. Kidding. I know, I gotta like say that very. Yes, I'm kidding. No, Leaky will stay open.
For those of you who want to try, you can before they actually fix the bug in the iTunes Music Store.
No, don't do it.
This is a good one.
We're hanging on a thread already. They could yank us at any moment.
Right, so
leave it alone.
Oh, jeez. It's not like they're gonna listen to it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet they
do. Maybe they will. Clearly, they listened for potential issues.
Yeah, we are hoping
Steve,
that...
Steve, you listening to this? Come on, Steve. I'm
Steve,
calling you out.
Steve Jobs.
Let's go.
Steve Jobs.
Fix those glitches.
Well,
OS X with... by itself, you know? Come on, dude.
It's a really... That's a huge... That's a... Mm,
yeah,
that's
a
huge glitch.
We are hoping that iTunes will address their issues soon because we're sort of getting sick of it.
Ooh, don't you call it? Don't you make fun of iTunes like that?
No, well,
I'm not making fun of it. All I'm saying is that a lot of people are getting heat, not only our podcast but other podcasts, about certain issues that are happening with iTunes.
Right.
And we would like it to be fair, and we would like it to be fixed as fast as possible so that we can, you know.
You can what?
Brag about our dominance over Pottercast.
I know. I was waiting for that. Well, I'm sorry.
Just kidding, guys.
We are kidding. You know, you walked into this one. You can't brag about it right now. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have teased you, but you walked right
Why?
Into it.
Why? What are you talking about? I don't even see Pottercast in the top 12.
Mm-hmm.
I see Pottercast at 13 on my list. What about you guys?
And what's going on with the logo?
Pottercast is at 4 on mine.
There's a word that starts with D that I will never utter again in my life, but I know what you're thinking. No, actually, I never uttered it the first time, but I still won't utter it again. So, there you go. Nah. It's fun. What's going to happen, and I think what Potter fans will see, and is that there... And this is why we want to preempt this whole competition thing, because
we're
what's
not
gonna
in
happen
competition.
Is every week, one week you guys are gonna be higher, one week we're gonna be higher. It's just it's gonna be like that. They're two totally different shows. I think they both fill a need. I see no reason why somebody can't be subscribed to both. I am, you know. So that's what we want to. We love each other. We MuggleNet and Leaky help each other. We you know. Do things together. Clearly, we're on a podcast together. We're having fun. So, I mean, there's so much hate in the world in general. And when we insert hate between Harry Potter sites, I think we've sort of gone overboard.
And, yeah, and all it does is it gives a more vast variety of opinions, you know?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay, so tell me, you guys, most of you, apparently, are in high school, or young,
half
at least.
Us.
Half of you? How old are you guys?
I'm 20.
16.
I'm 55.
I'm sure. How old are you?
No, I'm 16. I'm just turned 16.
He did. Happy birthday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. So, but seriously, it's an amazing thing. How do you feel? You are in high school or just out of it, and you are listened to by tens of thousands of people around the world. This has to get you some perks in, like, high school. No?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not in school yet, and we only started doing this 4 weeks ago.
Yeah,
so
same with me.
We'll hand this one over to Ben.
Okay, Kevin, well, Kevin, though. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Cut me off, then. Jeez.
I didn't kidding. Mean to. I just wanted to say that Kevin is not just out of high school. I take that back.
He's, yeah, definitely
well,
not.
Like 20. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just put it this way. If I was to wear my MuggleNet t-shirt to school, I'd be lucky to make it down the hall without hearing the jeers and the yells. And, yeah, so.
Have you ever been called out on it? Has anything ever happened at school?
Well, occasionally a bozo will go to MuggleNet's About Us page, and mm-hmm. they'll see me on there, and then they'll do something like walk around quoting my About Us profile. Ooh, you like this band, I hear. I saw it on the About Us page. Or one of them thought it would be funny if they copy and pasted my About Us profile with a link to it and emailed it to the entire school.
No way.
Nice.
They did that?
That's what they said they were going to do.
Oh.
They haven't yet, but there's a very easy way to send an email to their entire school. Like there's little groups of classes.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd send it to 2007 students at theschooladdress.com or whatever.
What's the school address?
.org.
Is that the real address? Did you just
that?
That
is the real address.
That was pretty dumb.
Okay, great.
This portion of the podcast has been withheld to retain Ben Sheen's privacy.
Please edit this out.
Okay, obviously we're not keeping this in.
So all the girl mojo goes to Emerson, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he needs to share the love, that kid.
You know?
EmersonSparts.net.
He's playing dodgeball on the
person who runs that.
I'm what?
Actually.
What did you just say?
Melissa runs EmersonSparts.net.
Yeah, that's my secret identity.
Yep.
Oh, I don't want to make fun of the person who runs it. The person who runs it must be a very nice girl. Let's not make fun
of
her.
I think she really likes him.
I think so, too.
I think she might like him a little bit.
Just a little.
If the person who runs the site wants any information about Emerson, feel free to email any of us. Feel free to give you chat logs.
Yep.
You know,
we all have stuff.
I have his home address. Home address.
If you want his A1 instant messenger, send $30 to me, and I'll
absolutely.
Give it to you.
For Enclave Street.
And then you
I'll give
two
you a
can
secret
know.
One.
Then you two can know when he's playing dodgeball or tic tac toe.
Yep.
Or when he's
yeah,
eating lunch in the
quad. Yeah, you can always know
where he is. We can't count the. You know, we can't guarantee you'll talk to him, but you may know where he is at any particular
moment. Because honestly, we haven't even talked to him since he went to college because he's too busy for his old friends.
He's been one-wording us, you know. Yeah,
yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
been
great.
What's up?
Awesome.
Not much, yeah.
Yeah, I got the
okay,
same.
Dodgeball, guys, listen. Quad. I'm already looking forward to this because it's November, but we're going to do a special podcast from New York City.
How
right
do you know? But
premiere,
hold on, though. Do we even know if the world premiere is going to be in New York?
We don't know what's.
Yes.
We don't know.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, but it.
We don't know.
Emerson said there's a date already, November 6th.
He lies.
Where's he getting this from?
I think Melissa would probably know.
Let's
too,
call
so.
What's his
I
face?
Think,
yeah,
Darren.
Yeah, I meant to ask.
Can we call Darren?
I mean, he's probably right. He's probably if the world premiere is in New York, that's the day that that's like the two Sundays before or whatever.
Yeah, because it's a Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
That's probably what it would be. But I don't think anything official has been decided quite yet.
So this is just speculation, guys. Just speculation.
Yeah. Speculation.
Just speculation.
Because we're already getting emails. And we're like, I got two today. Please, can you tell me how to get into the Harry Potter premiere? I can't. If we get into the Harry Potter premiere, it's because that Warner Brothers has combined press with premiere, which they don't do always.
And we're really lucky.
Right. And we're really lucky.
Hey,
and
so that Potterites, doesn't mean... Potter Army, meet me at Radio City Music Hall on November 6th. About 10,000 of us are just going to charge the gates, and we're just going to plow right through.
And then me and Ben are going to go see Conan.
Yeah, yeah. Conan O'Brien.
Well, no matter what, so awesome. whether it's at the premiere, before the premiere, after the premiere, whatever, if we're all in New York, we will definitely get together and do another special.
And we are going to try to get into New York, all of us, so hopefully we will be able to meet in person and, make a live show, hopefully.
Cool. I'll show you around.
I would appreciate it.
You live there, that's right.
I could show you some of my relatives.
Where are they?
New York.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Where in New York?
Most of them Long Island. But I have some on the Upper East Side of New York City. Mm-hmm. And some Queens, New York. Some Brooklyn.
Excellent.
You know,
Brooklyn.
All spread out.
Where I was born.
All spread out, so.
I was born in Brooklyn.
Were you? Yep. You don't have the intimidating accent, though.
I don't?
Yes, sir, are you part
no,
of
you
what do you
don't.
Mean I don't have an accent? No, that was bad.
Yeah, it was. But
yeah.
But
see, I don't. I lost it. It's not there. Hmm?
Are you part of the mafia?
We don't answer those questions.
Oh, you don't?
We meeting.
No, I'm not. Jamie Waylett thinks I am. Jamie Waylett is convinced that my family is mafia. He will not listen to reason. He will no. Mm-mm. I keep telling him that we're not, and all he does is laugh and tell me that when I'm 30, they'll all sit me down and explain to me that I'm mafia. There's no telling him otherwise.
Guys, we can't talk about this, or else Melissa's family is going to whack us.
Oh, it's too late. You're marked. You're marked now. I mean, oh,
and
is this another thing we're gonna have to spell out?
Oh, jeez. I hope not.
I hope not.
And let it be known that Emerson's away message is lying because I see live webcams here, and it's pitch black in Notre Dame, so.
Wait. You went to the Notre Dame website, and you're spying on Emerson.
Wait, they have live cams?
They have somewhat live cams.
Oh, I'll
we are trying
this.
To spy on him, yes. We have to,
Would it be funny? We set up a little part of MuggleNet.
That's what we're doing. What I was intending to do, you know? Add a link to the...
Give me the link.
I sent you the
poor
link.
Oh, this kid. So, oh, my God.
Spy on Emerson Sparks, live. You know?
Oh, this is really cool.
So. Oh, poor Emerson. Poor Emerson.
Wow, look at that. These can't be live.
No, check the hour. Sometimes they update, sometimes they don't. So.
Your blatant sympathy, Melissa, for Emerson makes me think something might be going on between
we
you.
We all know something's going on, so.
Oh, my God. I don't know how many different ways I can say that he is a very good friend. The Emerson thing I have found very amusing, and I get sent links, and I go to them, so I think I've seen most of what people are saying, and they're just having fun. But it's weird. It's like watching somebody else. The person, Melissa, that they're talking about doesn't seem like me. Does that make sense? Because to see yourself talked about that way, as if you were a fictional character, is just
freaky,
strange.
Yeah. I bet there's some Emerson Melissa fan fiction out there.
I've been told there is. But oh I don't God. Know where it is.
And Melissa loves...
Emerson has made me promise to send him links if I find
it. Yeah, and Melissa would love to read some, so if you get the opportunity, send us a link.
Oh, my God.
We would love to read it.
All right, so I think that wraps up this special podcast, Muggle Netcast, Potter, Leaky Cauldron, Veritaserum-ish, Muggle Net thing, or podcast.
Yes, it does.
So... From MuggleNet.com, once again, we have me, Andrew Sims.
Me, Ben Sherry.
Kevin Steck.
And then from the Leaky Cauldron, we have...
Me, Melissa, and Ellie. And we're done.
Wonderful. So I think that wraps it up, and in conclusion, we all love each other.
It's a big Potter family.
And we will be talking to you next episodes of our podcast.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep, and we're going to have you on Pottercast, too. Again.
So long, and good night.
Bye.
Bye. All right, see you guys.
I'm stopping now.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pressing stop.
We're done. That's it.